Hello, and welcome to the BizTech Reports Internet Radio. I am Lindsay Green, and today we present the next instalment in our IT solution series, Doing More With Less, sponsored by IBM. In today's report, we once again discuss the challenges IT managers are facing and explore the latest trends and approaches being used by leading-edge organizations around the world to accomplish organizational objectives. Here to bring us another discussion on how organizations in today's economy are doing more with less is BizTech Reports Editorial Director, Lane Cooper.
Thanks, Lindsay. For the last couple of years, compliance has been a big issue for many organizations, and it's placed a new portfolio of activities for IT managers to deal with. It has been an issue that many folks are trying to get their minds around as they struggle to comply with new regulations and new business practices that come down from either partners or large customers. Here to help us better understand some of the compliance issues is Lawrence Leong, IBM's top expert and program director on compliance issues. Lawrence, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lawrence, why don't we tackle the big issue first, if you don't mind. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions out there in the marketplace about compliance?
I think some of the biggest misconceptions that I see, particularly from an IT point of view, is that compliance can be handled with individual tactical point solutions. Particularly with some of the recent compliance regulations, we saw many organizations start to implement reactive tactical point solutions that handled one particular part of compliance but didn't necessarily integrate into a broader solution.
And what is the response to that? What is the way that people should be looking at compliance then?
Well, we're seeing more and more organizations now, as well as leading industry analysts, propose as a best practice that organizations should think about a broader holistic solution. You know, they should think about how these different technologies like content collection or email archiving, like records management and like e-discovery, how those should fit together in a holistic solution. So we're seeing more and more organizations say that they need to take a step back, kind of look at the broader solution, and make sure that whatever steps they take today will lead them with a roadmap to a future broader solution when they get to that point.
That's interesting. And of course, one of the things that I know IT managers that I speak to all the time is, you know, how did this get to be my problem? You know, compliance, you know, you typically think of that as being a legal issue or somebody that's involved with regulations. But of course, with the role of technology touching everything, it is now part of their portfolio. But should they be going to market with solutions or be solving this problem alone? Or is this something that represents more of an interdisciplinary approach?
That's a great point that, you know, this should be an interdisciplinary approach, because that's also a best practice that we're seeing organizations adopt and many industry analysts encourage as well. And that is that IT should, you know, get together with legal, with records management, with key line of business stakeholders, and should form a corporate level governance board to make decisions not only about how information and processes are governed and managed, but also about technology selection. And the point is that, you know, this should really be done at a higher level than individual point solutions or point buying criteria. So we're seeing that increasingly become a best practice where many organizations, particularly in heavily regulated or heavily litigated industries, you know, do put together this corporate council, if you will, that brings together IT and legal and records management and compliance and line of business.
Well, so what is IBM doing to help bridge those gaps and allow that conversation to happen among those groups and keep people out of trouble?
So IBM's taken a number of steps, and we've announced, you know, quite a few new capabilities in this area. One of the announcements that we've made recently is we've announced a single solution called the Compliance Warehouse for Legal Control that brings together multiple software components as well as IBM storage and IBM services. So, for example, our business consulting team, as part of the Compliance Warehouse for Legal Control, can come in and do what's called an inventory of obligations. They can look at the industry that a particular organization is in and be able to define the set of legal obligations or regulatory obligations that that industry has or that organization has, which can then be translated into technology deployments that are facilitated by the components of the compliance warehouse for legal control. Another thing that IBM's announced is something called IBM's Compliant Information Management Strategy and Solution, and that is a solution that includes the Compliance Warehouse for Legal Control, but brings together multiple technology components, including content collection, classification, records management, and e-discovery.
Interesting. So as we close out our conversation here, and I hope that we get a chance to chat again to follow up on this, but what is the one piece of advice that you would give to IT managers to not only protect themselves, but better protect their organization as they navigate these rapidly changing regulatory environments and which I guess is complicated by the fact that most of this is changing in different ways across the globe? What can they do to effectively remain in compliance and be well established?
I would say IT managers, they need to come forward and collaborate with legal and with compliance officers and bring forward all of the IT skills that we have in the portfolio that we're in. So as an example, you know, legal will often say that the most conservative thing to do is to keep all information, but IT managers know the cost implications of that, and IT managers should have that conversation with legal that says, you know, we can keep everything, but the costs of doing that from a storage point of view, from a processing point of view, are going to be X. And so, you know, maybe there's a better way to do that, and that better way is something that can be discussed together with legal, with records management, and other stakeholders.
Outstanding. Lawrence, thanks so much for taking the time to explain some of these issues. I think we've only touched on the surface. I hope we have an opportunity to get together again and dive in deeper into some of the issues that you raised today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Compliance is an issue that we're going to continue to cover in articles and in future podcasts on this page. So please come back to www.ibm.com/IT solutions to learn more about how you can do more with less in the compliance environment. Lindsay, back to you.
Thanks, Lane. Today's BizTech Report podcast is sponsored by IBM, where the Big Blue team is working with clients to develop new business designs and technical architectures that enable the flexibility required to compete in today's economy and global landscape. For BizTech Reports, this is Lindsay Green.